We had in the Mishnah in Yuma Daf Nun Gimel, the Mishnah discusses that which we say by Avodas Yom Kippurim numerous times, achas v'yachas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh. That's referring to the hazois apnimiyos. That means the Kohen Gadol took from the dam par, and he took from the dam soyer, and he went lifnai v'lifnim, not just for the Avodas HaKtoiros, that he took the Keteris, the 11 Samonim, with the Malo Oshon, and he dropped it on the Gechalim, and that brought up, smoked up, and it was Malo Oshon in the whole Kodesh HaKadoshim. There was also the Avoida of being Mazeh the Dam. Now the Hazor over here, there's a fundamental difference, that Achronim explained, between the Hazor that you have over here by the Paroiches, Ben Abadim, or Keneged HaParoiches, versus the hazor that you do on the Karnos HaMizbeach when you have the hazor, the regular hazor is domim. And the difference is, Rashi over here in the Mishnah says that when you go and you're mazer ben abadim, zog Rashi, that you have to be oymeid. The Kohen Gadol has to stand ben abadim. He has to stand between the badim. The badim are the poles that come out of the oren, and they were in the tabois, and he stands in front of the oren ben habadim. Why does he have to stand specifically over there? What's the Indian of standing there? Usually, when you do a Maisa, even the Shechita can be done in a different place with the long sakin. The Hazor, you have to stand in a specific place. The Ikka is where it reaches. It has to go on the Karnas HaMizbeach. Why over here would the standing make a difference in the Etzem Maisa Hazor? Rashi very clearly points out that you have to stand Ben Abadim. So Leib Malan says that you saw it, and he explains the hazor of these chattas apnimiyos that you do on Yom Kippurim different than the hazors that we have at other hazors that you have on the Karnas HaMizbeach. The Mishnah Melech discusses, it's really a question in the Rishonim already, if let's say b'shas the hazor, the zrika of a regular that you're zorik on the Mizbeach, it was nikta yodoy. Nikta Yoda is a mum. But let's say when he was Zurich, his hands were all there. And by the time it hit the Mizbeach, it was Nikta Yoda. So would that make a difference or not? At the time of the Zrika, his hand was there, it wasn't about mum. But before it reached the Mizbeach, it was Nikta Yoda. Such a Echatimsa. What's the din? Is it called about mum or not? Would Nikta Yoda, before it reaches the Mizbeach, and now it reaches the Mizbeach, Bektua Yad, is that a psul of about mum or not? When I was Zurich, I was not about mum. Now when I reached it, it was a balmum. So nikta yodoy is a psul, even though when I was zerik, it's not. I still had my hands with it, still there. Masha'enken bar hazois apnimiyos, over there, once you did the maisa hazor, nikta yodoy would not make a difference, the Mishnah Melech says. Because you did the maisa hazor. And the fundamental difference is, when you are zerik on a specific place, that means it has to reach on the Karnas HaMizbeach. So then, Kolzman, you didn't reach the Karnas HaMizbeach, so then Nikta Yodoy is a problem, because right now it's reaching the Karnas HaMizbeach, and the coin is a Balmum. Masha'enken, when there's no din that has to reach a specific place, by the Hazois Mizbeach HaPnimiyos, by the Hazoach, by the Peroichos, I mean, by Ben Abadim, over there, you don't even have it full on the Peroichos. It goes in front of the Peroichos, it goes on the Ritzbah. It's connected to the Peroichos. It's not the ikka, it's not the mokum where you're throwing it to. You're not being zorik in the mokum mesuyim. By the Karnas HaMizbeach, it's a specific place. You're being zorik in the Karnas HaMizbeach. So the avoid is not nasis until it's the Karnas HaMizbeach. So that's why nikta yodoy would be a psul. Masha'enke barazois on the peroiches, over there it's not a specific place that you're zorik to. It's the maisa hazor that you're doing, not the place where it hits. The maisa hazor. So the maisa hazor, over here is an Indian, you have to stand ben abadim. When the mitzvah is to reach a specific place, so you don't have to stand in a specific place, you can be standing further away also. As long as it reaches, it goes onto the Karnas HaMizbeach. But that the mitzvah is where it has to reach, not mitzvah you, where it has to reach. Masha'enken, if the mitzvah is not to reach a specific place, he says, for instance, by the Hazor of the Peroichos, Ben Abadim, doesn't have to reach a specific place. So there, Nikta Yodoy would not be a psul once he did the Maisa Hazor, because there is no place that it has to specifically reach. So even if it would be Nikta Yodoy after the Maisa Hazor or Ben Abadim, it would not be a psul. But there is a din that you have to stand specifically Ben Abadim. By the regular Avoida, he says, we're over there, the Ikka is where it has to reach. So it doesn't make difference where you stand. You can stand in a far place and do a zrika. You can stand in a far place and do a shechita. Because the ikar is where it has to reach, not where you have to be. Mashenkin, if there is no specific place where it has to reach, it's the maisa that has to be done. So then Rashi's meduktik, Rashi says, you have to stand bein abadim. You have to stand specifically bein abadim. And over here, if it will be nikta yodoy, after you did the releasing of the hazar, it won't be a psul. Mashenkin, by nikta yodoy, by shirai, when it has to reach the mizbech, then it would be a psul. So there's a fundamental difference in the hazar. That's what Bleib says in Chelik Bey, Simin Yudzayin. There's a fundamental difference in the hazor on the karnas amizbeach versus the hazors that you have on Yom Kippurim, achas v'achas v'shtayim, is not a hazor on a specific place that it has to reach, but rather it's a maisa that you have to do. And that's where you have to stand ben abadim. But it doesn't have to reach a specific place. So if it would be nikta yoda, if your hand got chopped up after you did the releasing of the blood, it's no psul, because you did the maisa. Mashenken, when the hazor on the mizbeach, it has the maisa over there, is not just the maisa, it has to reach a specific place on the karnas on mizbeach, then you don't have to stand in a specific place. The ikar is where it has to reach. You can be far away also, as long as it reaches that place. But on the other hand, if it's nikta yodoy, then it will be a psul, because you need to have a koyin until it reaches the mizbeach. And that will be the difference, he explains, the Mishnah Melech and the Rashis, the fundamental difference between the hazor of Paroiches and the Hazor that takes place on the Mizbeach. We learned this morning, so it's a big issoid in the Etzem Hazor of the Hazor's Apimiyahis.